You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This NFL Week 1 Props Edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's propswap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one home of free sports betting picks. Visit PicksWise.com to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best football bettor in the United States? Odds Crowd challenges you to prove it with their free to play fantasy betting contest. Over $30,000 up for grabs over the season. Go to oddscrowd.com to sign up. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. SGPN is giving you a chance to win $100,000 NFL Week 1 exclusively on the SGPN app.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking that money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Hey, Sean. Football time, huh?
Football. And we've been saying it's football time for months on end. We did the draft. We did the early best ball drafts. We did the previews, division previews, player props. And now we're basically at the finish line. We did our NFL final previews, kind of walking through our playoff picks, and figured we'd hit you guys with a little bonus podcast. Hope you don't mind some early NFL Week 1 props. We got a bunch of prop bets to get into. We also got Claudia Belafato will be joining us, a fellow WynnBET team member, just talking shop. It just felt like, yeah, squeeze a little bit more football in, Ryan. Hopefully people aren't upset that we gave them bonus free content after giving you, not only are we giving you tons of free picks and winners, see my early college football picks already looking pretty good. Although my bonus lock of Minnesota, hopefully if you bet it, you got it at 14.5. That was a weird game. They should have covered. That was
Ohio State's really good.
They are really good.
For anyone who really gets mad about the like segregation of college football and separating the good, maybe the good team should just play other good.
Well,
teams.
And then Ibrahim got knocked out, and that RIP to Ibrahim. All right, so that's college. We're in the NFL, and of course NFL Week 1. Download the SGPN app. Hit the tab that says $100,000. You can't miss it. Fill out all the picks. If you go undefeated, you win $100,000. I wish it was more complicated. Oh,
Sean, I have so many contests Week 1. I don't know if I'll have the time. Just a lot of ins, a lot of outs. Ryan, I'm sorry. Are you flying to Vegas on Tuesday to grind football?
Grinding out that football. WynnBET, baby, the presenting sponsor of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET, we're going to be later on in this podcast, after we talk to Claudia, we're going to be breaking down exclusive player props available only at the Wynn or the Wynn betting app. Make sure you head over to WynnBET.com. Download the app. You get that $500 risk-free bet. Yes, please. We're going to be hitting on rookie most passing yards, rookie most rush yards, rookie most receiving yards. They have player prop matchups, Ryan. What is this, golf? These people truly are. Hashtag Degens only. Love it. Love all the great betting options over at The Win. Give them a follow over at WYNNBET.com. And Ryan, while you're buying all these tickets on Win, a perfect place to buy and sell sports tickets is over at PropSwap.com. Head down to The Win, place two bets, one for you, and then one to kind of monitor as you, let's say you have Nick Sirianni, coach of the year, starts out red hot, skyrockets in value, can sell it, guaranteeing yourself a profit. Or if you're looking to buy sports tickets, you can do that as well over at PropSwap.com. It's where America goes to buy and sell sports betting picks. Best part is they totally relaunched their site over at PropSwap.com. They got a loyalty rewards program. Yes, please. I love me some loyalty rewards program. I kept wanting to say royalty, but that's how you feel. You feel like a king over at PropSwap.com, filtering through those tickets. Head over to PropSwap.com. Make sure you go for two. PropSwap, it's where America goes to buy and sell sports bets. Joining us on the line, the co-host of the new podcast debut on September 7th on Blue Wire Podcast, Bet to Win, Claudia Bellafato. Claudia, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me in, guys. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, appreciate it. You're also on Team Win. We're on Team Win, ready to team WIN. I've been using that pun a bunch in the live read, so I'm glad to see it also getting involved in the podcast title. But before we get into who you like in the NFL, because obviously we got to talk picks, but your background, I know I saw on your site you covered Syracuse basketball.
Yeah. I went to Syracuse for 4 years. And then once I graduated, I did minor league baseball for a summer. And then they asked me if I wanted to come back and do some stuff for football and basketball. So I stayed for their seasons. Yeah.
That's college. Awesome. Yeah. And
Buddy Boeheim, baby.
Buddy Boeheim.
Yeah. He's cool. He's a cool guy. I actually did like a documentary sort of thing with the ACC Network and interviewed him. Great family.
Me in particular, I was just riding that Syracuse team into March Madness. And Buddy Boeheim, he just guy couldn't miss. It was so awesome.
He couldn't. Yeah, I put a lot of my money on Syracuse.
Well, and let's get into it. So I obviously have a background in journalism, and how'd you kind of make the transition into being a degen and getting involved in gambling?
Yeah, it's a funny question because I went to Newhouse, and of course there's a really big network of sports broadcasters that come out of Newhouse. And my one friend, Ariel Epstein, she works for MSG Network. I'd been seeing her do some betting stuff and I was like, oh, that's really interesting. And she was the only woman I had really seen in the industry doing it. And I was in local news at the time after I did the minor league baseball gig, after I'd done some digital stuff with Syracuse. And I was in local news and I was hating it. News was not my speed. I got there in March, so it was supposed to be like a sports news hybrid role. And of course, sports.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. So I became a full on news reporter and I'm like talking about the dead possum in the road. And I was like, I really need to get back to sports. And my friend was like, get out of news, come on into sports betting. You're going to love it. So I hosted some fantasy football shows for The Athletic. And those guys did the same thing, get into betting. So I literally just started studying. Started asking my friends who were in the space any questions I had. And next thing you know, Elite Sports Betting, which is my former company, reached out, asked me to start hosting a show. And I literally just started producing shows off the cuff. And here I am now in Vegas.
Yeah, living the dream. I feel like my life was exactly the exact opposite. Everyone kept saying, don't get into sports gambling. Stop doing sports gambling. It's going to ruin your life. And then meanwhile, Kramer and I are building a career out of it.
Yeah, literally been arguing with people for 25 years about it, about the merits of sports gambling. Never been told to get into it.
Well, that's great. It's weird. It's gone from being this like, backroom vice. It's like, oh, it's going to destroy your life, to now it's Fortune 500 companies listed on the stock exchange. It's crazy how far it's come.
Yeah, it's so true. And I mean, we joke about it because when I went on one of the shows, like I said, my friend Ariel, there was three Newhouse kids all on it. And we were joking about how none of us will ever be asked probably come back and talk on a panel at Syracuse because they're going to get the kids at ESPN and they're going to get the kids at CNN and Fox. And we're just going to be here on our betting shows, but we're loving life. We're thriving. So it's all good.
Yeah. Well now, I mean, if I was a kid in college, I'd definitely be, I reaching out and be like, book Claudia. She talks picks. She lives in Vegas. That's the kind of mentor I want as a Syracuse student for sure. All right. Well, let's, and now you mentioned you did some fantasy stuff. We just knocked out our fantasy football preview. Who in the fantasy world, who are you hot on? Who you got any sleepers? Who are some people you like, you hate?
Yeah, I don't have any like huge sleepers. I did pretty well. I did Aqib Talib's fantasy draft. And of course I had like Mina Kimes and LeGarrette Blount. So everyone was like totally versed in the fantasy world. And I hosted some shows for The Athletic, but I wasn't high on it. I got Hurts at quarterback, which I loved because we knew he was going to be quarterback with that announcement. It's nice to hear. I got Hopkins. I got, what else did I get?
She did her homework, bringing Hurts to the table.
I'm like, what did I get? Now everyone's like, can you do my fantasy team? I'm like, Taylor, Jefferson, Allen, Higby, Sanders.
That's not bad.
Oh, that's a really good
I'm hearing names I like.
Yeah.
Defense, not bad. I keep saying like Chase Edmonds was a sleeper that I had last year that I kind of like this year as well. I've been telling some people to go for him, but
former Jersey legend right there, Chase Edmonds.
Chase Edmonds, yeah. What about the NFL? Do you have how deep do you go gambling? Do you have a type of bet you like in the NFL? Are you a prop gal, live in-game wager, and plenty of options on WynnBET? But what do you personally like to get down on?
Yeah, it's almost stressful because WynnBET has so many options. And
it is really
about what I'm doing right now too is like I'm in a group chat with the traders, right? So they'll kind of ask me like, what market could we put out there right now that other books don't have? So we've been brainstorming some really cool props and now we have over 100 and they're like, hey, can you put out a video on all of these? I'm like, I can, but 100 videos is a little much. So trying to go through and see exactly what I like has been stressful. But one of the kind of series we have right now is we called it Next Step. We just switched it over to basically like sophomore leaders. So sophomore leader in passing yards. I got Justin Herbert at +300. It quickly moved to +100 now, but you know, you're still getting plus money here. This is probably one of my favorite kind of series in general, just because it's fun to try and predict which rookie from last year is going to have that next breakout season. But I think pretty much everyone's pretty high on Herbert. So I expect this number to maybe lose some value pretty soon. If you watched him at all last year, he broke pretty much every NFL rookie record.
Oh yeah, it was awesome.
Including most passing yards, completions, touchdowns, all that. And he was kind of thrust into that QB1 role too. So now that he has that year under his belt, he's going to have that QB1 mindset. They had a weaker O-line. He was like the fourth most pressured quarterback in the NFL. So they made improvements to the O-line. He has top receivers in Allen. He has Mike Williams. Austin Eckler is going to have a role in the passing game as well. So I'm loving him. I got it at +300. I probably should have put out there earlier so other people could have opt on it. But at +100, it's still not.
Oh yeah, I mean, and again, Jalen Hurts.
Maybe not
passing yards.
Tua?
Yeah,
come on.
Especially for passing yards. Again, I'm high on Hurts. Also, obviously, I'm a brainwashed Eagles fan, but also the rushing upside.
Even you would be
fantasy.
Surprised if he beat Herbert passing yards.
Yeah, no, because that's again his value in fantasy is obviously the rushing upside. But you're right, Ryan. Like, what are the other second year quarterbacks that are even in the mix? Tua, of course, no. That's not going to happen.
Burrow.
I mean,
that's the answer.
Burrow was at. I'm trying to see the latest. I think it was like Burrow was one. Yeah, +150. And Allen was at, I mean, Herbert was at +100.
That is crazy. I mean, I'm all over Herbert. I mean, there.
Burrow's not going to play 17 games.
And we hit on this on our fantasy football preview. We have a guy who's a doctor that also listens to the show and he came on, he's kind of like our new injury expert. And he had the same thought that I had was that Joe Burrow injury happened so late in the season that he's not going to be 100%. And maybe he gets to it towards the end. And again, the, if you're betting Burrow, you're thinking like the Bengals defense is so bad, they're going to be playing catch up against a prevent defense, yeah, which even a guy with one leg, maybe get some garbage passing.
I'll say it again. We've heard so many people remind you that Saquon Barkley tore his MCL and his ACL.
Yes.
No one's telling you that about Joe Burrow.
That is huge. Now, yeah, now I mentioned, obviously I'm an Eagles fan. I'm maybe possibly biased. Mm. If you listen to the NFC's preview, I got them at like 12-5, 11-6. Again, higher than most on the market. But do you have any? Who's your team? Do you have any biases towards teams, players? Where are you at?
I mean, I'm a Patriots fan, so I'm biased to the path, and it's tough because the Bills are just so good. So yeah, I kind of stayed away from that.
It's a change of pace for Patriots fans when they're stepping aside and going, you know what? We can't compete with the Bills. Really, things have changed.
I know. And I'm kind of in between now too, and I'll probably look into it a little later to see. I think their win total for win at least was at 9, but it was like -150 juice to the over. So I wouldn't really go there because I don't know if I want to bet them over 9 wins, but I do think it's good that there's less drama. I think that is definitely a factor when it comes to Newton being released, because that was, and we all talked about it in the media. So of course it was going on there. And that's every question someone asked Bill was about that quarterback dilemma. So I think maybe having less drama in that corner might help them, but.
Are you all in a Mac Jones? When they drafted Mac Jones, were you stoked? Were you hoping maybe they'd move up and get Fields? Where are you at?
No, I was stoked on Mac. My fantasy name's actually Mac and Cheese Fan with that cigar and the dad bod. Like I just, and I know I've seen so many people say this, like stop comparing him to Tom Brady, but like,
It's hard to.
It's not quite the same because he was in, you know, he was one of the quarterbacks expected to go first, but still. You can't really not compare when you see those two pictures of them side by side.
Yeah. They're combine.
The icing on the cake is his name being McCorkle. Yes. I mean, that's really the,
we've really latched onto the fact that his actual name is McCorkle and Mac is a nickname, which I forget how I came across that, but is,
I honestly didn't know that.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. When you hear it, you go, why does this not lead every sports broadcast that the guy's name is McCorkle?
No, like it should be. 100%.
If you look, because I remember I was trying to like research him, and then on Wikipedia it's Michael McCorkle Jones, and it was it totally blew my mind. So I've
been more than Patriots winning division. Period.
Yeah, I've been all over Mac Jones Rookie of the Year, and kind of my angle was one, Cam Newton not a starting quarterback. They got rid of him. Thank God, paving the way for a Mac there attack. You go. And just the idea of Patriots were 7-9 last year, and Belichick really kind of squeezed the most out of that team with Cam Newton, who, I mean, Cam had some good years back in the day, but just clearly not even an average quarterback. Now you bring in Mac, I think they can just set up the offense for him, run the 12 personnel, give him some easy looks. And if the defense holds, and if they make their way back in the playoffs, and you're starting 17 games as a rookie quarterback, taking your team to the playoffs, I think that's a lock.
Yeah, how could he not? And all those guys who opted out last season, you have them back. The defense has looked great in preseason. So I agree. I would love to see him win Rookie of the Year too. I'm up there with you.
Yeah. And so your podcast Bet to Win, do you guys, I think it's going to be twice a week, correct? Mondays and Thursdays.
Yep, Monday, Thursdays. We have a test show tomorrow, so we'll get to check out the studio and do a test show. And then next week's the first show. It's
going to
be a lot of fun. Yeah, what? My co-host just got here. He had a 17-hour drive from Seattle. So he just texted me, finally here.
That's that sounds like a bit of a
journey.
Yeah.
17-hour drive from Seattle.
Do you guys have any thoughts on the format? I mean, obviously you're going to be talking bets and picks, but do you have any overall take on how you're going to do the pod?
Yeah. So my idea for it was, I mean, and when you see this studio, it's super nice, right? And
yes,
you kind of, it almost like, I don't want to say ESPN, but it almost kind of gives you those vibes. It's going to be really nice and formal, which we don't want it to be too formal. We want it to be fun. We want it to be conversational, but of course also informative. And because it's Monday, Thursday, it's kind of a good setup in terms of the, you know, in terms of the football for the game. So basically we'll just start the show doing headlines, which I started doing a digital segment. I called it Headlines and Market Movements, basically just talking about what's going on in the sports world. And we'll do the same thing on the show, go back and forth between me and Joe, and then get into how it's affecting the markets. And like I said, we're in talks with traders. So maybe at some point, even having them come on and talk about why they made odds in certain ways and why the odds are moving a certain way.
Yeah, we heard the guys over at Sports Gambling Podcast gave it out as their lock. We can't be exposed when these guys give out their locks. We're going to be in trouble. We got to move the number.
It moves.
Yeah. Some mega whales come in.
Yep. So we'll do that, but we really want to make it fun and interactive. And we have a big LED board that we're going to have behind us. So I'm going to really try and push people to send us in tweets, send us in their best bets. We want to hear how everyone else is doing. We're going to throw their tweets up on the board behind us. Me and Joe will talk about it. And haters are fun too. Like if people want to hate on us, hate on our bets, we're going to throw those up on the board behind us too. And me and Joe will go back and forth and do best bets of the week. And we're going to have some, like Will Blackman is going to be a regular on the show. We're going to have him send in best bets. We'll have maybe Shaq, maybe Ojo Cinco send in their best bets. Yeah, those are our brand ambassadors. For those who don't know, we have Chris Long, Shaq, Ojo Cinco. So we're going to have those guys send in as much content as we can to show in the show.
Right. I'm going to start anytime we discuss Shaq, I'm just going to say our coworker, Shaquille O'Neal, our colleague.
That's what I've been saying. I'm like, me and Shaq are both brand ambassadors.
Yeah. We kind of, we know Shaq.
My teammate, Shaq.
See, I maybe run into him in the break room. We'll see. Maybe he can hook me up with the Shaq-a-roni. He's been killing it over at Papa John's.
I mean, he literally has his hand in pretty much every single
thing. Oh, yeah. Like, and
that's a massive cutout. I'm like,
yeah. What? It's a big hand. He's got to put it some places. And also, if you're a company, how do you not want Shaq?
Everyone loves Shaq.
Yeah, everyone loves Shaq. Everyone knows who Shaq is. He's a massive dude. You can't miss him. If you want attention, tie yourself to Shaq. It's business 101.
You mean our teammate Shaq?
Yeah, exactly. Our coworker Shaq, good guy. Let's get into it. Give us some picks for the NFL. Obviously, people are going to be subscribing to Bet to Win on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever awesome podcasts are put out. But what do you got future wise? What are you looking at? Maybe even week one. What do you got?
Yeah, so week one, we have one market that's the highest scoring team week one. So this is something I like because I can get a little more in depth. With futures, I think you can sometimes get bored and really get swayed by what other people are saying. And if you read a lot, you're just like, okay, I'm going to go with what that guy says. But Bucks and Cowboys week one, I got Bucks at +850. And this is, of course, versus every other team in their week
one. Love that bet.
Yes.
Yeah. So Tampa had the second most points per game at just over 30 last season. That's behind the Packers. So if you're looking here, you might wonder why not the Packers, but the Packers are facing the Saints, who allowed the fifth fewest points per game, fourth in yardage allowed in 2020. They led the NFL in interceptions. They did lose some talent on that side of the ball, but I think you could say the Saints are still a bigger threat than the Cowboys defense. And I will say, because I am on the Cowboys maybe to win the division, they're facing the Bucks, one of the best offenses in the game. They're coming back with all 22 starters. We've heard the whole spiel thousands of times. No major coaching changes. They're, I think you could say, like the most prepared team coming into the season. So even with an improved defense, they definitely need a few games to get into rhythm, specifically against the Buccaneers.
I love that play. I'm
still skeptical of the Cowboys defense overall. I mean, yeah, they drafted Micah Parsons, but he can only do so much. The secondary has a ton of holes, and we've actually seen it's different in some sports, but we've seen teams coming off the Super Bowl win, hosting that Thursday night game and doing very well straight up. Against the spread. So for them to kind of light up that Cowboys defense, that's it's a tough spot for the Cowboys heading out there to Florida. So yeah, I mean, love that at 8.5 to 1.
Yeah, it's bad because I was just in the middle of having an argument with one of my buddies because we're talking about if the Cowboys can actually have that year, because it's almost like every year, oh, it's America's team. This year is going to be the year. And last year could have been, and then of course Dak got hurt. So one of my other, I say it's my favorite bet, but it's more of just like a fun one. It's for them to win the division. They are the favorites right now and win that at plus 160, Washington plus 200. Giants, no offense, Giants fans, but I would be utterly shocked if they won.
No, Eagles, that's incorrect.
Them.
This is where you're completely wrong. To taking the Cowboys to win the division.
Well, I will say this: you just have to look at Jerry Jones, a man that has clearly made a deal with the devil, is not getting anything this year.
He got his stadium. As an Eagles fan, as a Cowboys hater, here's what I'll say.
Noted Cowboys.
One hater. that Dak Alat injury, I think is more serious than the Cowboys are letting on. And again, I still think that. And you're right. Maybe the defense comes together, but I'm still skeptical. And again, the Cowboys are just perpetually, this is the year for the Cowboys, and it just never works.
The Cowboys don't operate well as the favorites. That's proven at this point.
Well, that's the problem. But when I first looked at the divisions, just gut reaction, I'm like, I would take Washington, and then I'm going through, and I'm like, I don't know. They won last year, but it's because of their defense, really, and they faced the fifth easiest schedule last year. They're now facing the sixth toughest. So. I don't know. Dak's going to be hungry to come back. I completely understand the injury. And actually that doctor you mentioned, what did they say about?
Yeah, he was, well, and again, he's a doctor, but he's also a Giants fan. So you have to. So again, maybe he's just telling us as an Eagles fan and Giants fan, what we want to hear,
wishful thinking.
He seemed to think it was going to be an issue. And I'll say this, again, stealing this from our doctor buddy, when you're rehabbing, coming back from one injury, and that kind of creates a different injury, that's a bit of a red flag. Like, it seems a lat strain comes from overthrowing the football too much, trying too hard. So that's
medical,
what I think.
Professional Sean Green over here.
I'm a medical expert. Do you have any other bets that are non pro Cowboys?
They're like, screw the Cowboys.
Yes, exactly.
I'm trying to think of some of the.
Any thought? Maybe like rookie of the year, MVP, conference winners.
I was thinking Allen.
Oh yeah.
MVP. Allen. Yeah.
Yeah. I love him just because I think the Bills are going to do awesome. He improved so much. And I mean, they just in general became a pass first offense, which boosted them tenfold. So I think after having a year of doing that, coming into this year, he's going to be next level. And he deserves it, I think.
No, he was, and he probably would have been in the mix. He kind of got banged up there for a couple games, but I mean, Josh Allen really, I think, has a good case. The Bills fans are going to be at home, and
on the noted Daniel Jones career arc, just Daniel Jones a year behind Josh Allen.
Yeah, Daniel Jones is way behind, but the Bills just throw the ball all the time. And you listen to Brian Daboll, their offensive coordinator. He goes, you know what? We're going to even throw more than we have been throwing. I think their starters played a game, one of the preseason games, 18 snaps. They threw the ball 17 times. So even in the preseason, they just don't give a shit about running the ball. And if you got a bet for MVP, you want someone that's just going to keep racking up the numbers. And why not Josh Allen? He seems like a good pick.
12-1.
Biggs, I think. Davis. And like Davis, if you watch preseason, he has so many options, which makes it tough in fantasy when you're looking at those receivers. Like, who do I choose because the target share? But, and you mentioned the passing game. They ranked, I don't know, the Warren Sharp book. I've been like digging into thing the past few weeks. And he just has so many interesting tidbits. And this was one thing I like highlighted it and I tweeted it out because it just goes to show you in terms of, you know, how they've changed in the passing game. They ranked 31st in early down pass efficiency in 2019, took third in 2020. Like, that is a massive jump. So it's hard not to go with this guy and go with this team.
Yeah.
They finished the season with one of the highest passing rates in the NFL. So I'm all in on Allen.
Everyone knows I had the proclamation last year. I made Josh Allen my number one fantasy football quarterback going into the season.
Wow.
People thought I was crazy, except Bills fans who thought I was just a genius. And listen, every once in a while, you know, blind squirrel finds a nut, Ryan.
Look, we know the formula.
I don't like to brag.
You hate bragging. You're a very humble guy.
All right. So last question, and then we'll get you out of here. Appreciate you coming on, and make sure you follow Claudia on Twitter at C Bellafato TV. And of course, subscribe to the new Bet to Win podcast, dropping September 7th is the launch date. So stay tuned for that. Your Patriots at home against the Miami Dolphins, week one. What are we looking at score wise? Do they pull it out? Can they beat Tua at home?
I think they can beat Tua at home. Tua is not a huge threat to me. I think Max is going to be really excited to start. I think the Patriots just need a win. There's been so much conversation around this team, so much drama, so much BS. They're going to want to come into this and just go off.
Love it. Yeah, I'm with you. Well,
Sean agrees with you. Does not like Tua. Thinks he's trash.
I'm not a big Tua fan.
I'm not a big Tua fan either. He would have to do a lot for me this year for me to change my mind. But
now the team around the Tua, not bad, but I think week one Patriots at home. Now they have trouble when they go down to Miami, but I think week one, you're right. They're going to have kind of a perfect game plan for Mac Jones too, because there's going to be no film on Mac Jones. Josh McDaniels can scheme up a very friendly playbook for him. And then Stevenson and Damian Harris, the running backs, I think are really going to be able to control the ball. So yeah, I'm with you. I'm on the Pats week one.
Yeah. Kramer? I certainly like the Patriots macro, yeah. Macro view.
Macro Jones.
You fade them when they're in Florida, but you take them when they're playing the Florida team at home.
So that's the way to do it. All right, Claudia, appreciate you calling into the show, and maybe we'll run into you out at the WinBet studio where we'll be next week. Best of luck with the podcast, and thanks for coming on.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Go Pats.
Oddscrowd.com. That's right. We're partnering up with oddscrowd.com for the free roll football contest. Little different this year. We got sides, we got totals, we got units, and quite a unit up for grab. $10,000 for first place. It's a season long NFL contest. Don't want to miss that. Very easy to use. Just download the app or head over to oddscrowd.com. They're giving away over $30,000 this year. It's kind of crazy. A $3,000 season long college contest I'm in. And if you're just hearing this now, later in the week, don't worry. There's still time to hop on. You can bet on every college football game, or you're not betting on it. These are fantasy betting contests where you can win real cash, free to enter. Can't recommend oddscrowd.com enough. Make sure you head over there or make it easy on yourself and download the app Oddscrowd. Come on, just get involved. And our best part, weekly contests just for SGPN app users. So don't want to miss that out. Oddscrowd.com. Kramer, let's do it. Let's talk player props, and shout out to the guys doing the prop cast on the SGPN network feed. Munaf holding that down. He again, just
I feel like we need a theme song that has like a, it's the prop cast.
We will work on getting them a theme song. Those guys,
I think we might have just gotten it. Someone remix that into a song, please.
It's the prop cast.
Prop cast.
Someone please isolate that. Send that in. Okay, so as I mentioned up top, WinBet, and we even kind of talked about some of these with Claudia, they have a ton of very fun week one player props. Some of them only available over at WinBet. Give them a shout. First up, rookie most passing yards. They got Mac Jones at plus 160, Trevor Lawrence plus 160, Zach Wilson plus 220. Mac Jones is the McCorkle.
We should just talk about this one real. Like, we should spend the time to talk it out, because it's like we already did this and it felt silly.
This to me was too obvious. Even if all three of these prices were equal, I still kind of like Zach Wilson. But if you're getting a free 60 cents on the dollar, and maybe Carolina's passing defense is a little bit better, and you're taking the Jets offense on the road. Yep. One, the Jets offense should be better because they don't have Adam Gase. Two,
big upgrade.
Zach Wilson, I think they're going to let him throw a little bit. You're going up against Carolina. That game could easily, you could find a game flow where it easily gets into a shootout.
As we were deep diving into these props, I did stumble into a red flag. Do you know who the number five overall and number two running back, but number five in total all part purpose yards? It was Josh Jacobs against the Panthers last year. Completely anecdotal and nothing more than nine blacks on the roulette wheel in a row. But it, you know, that would be my only thing. Maybe the Jets would be smart.
Maybe they just pound the rock.
The defensive coach.
Yeah, and maybe the Jets are going to be behind. They have to throw a bunch. To me, this is more of a pretty even handicap. Trevor Lawrence going on the road. I know Texans defense isn't great. They don't have a good team. They are barbecuing instead of practicing. Red flag. But why the Jags won one game last year? I and Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
There's certainly promise there. He's a good prospect, but is he going to light up Houston? Maybe, but they're dealing with a lot of injuries.
Well, and I think the angle here is I'm ruling guys out with Trevor Lawrence. It's a road game. It's the fact that you can run the ball. You have a good offensive line. You have James Robinson, and this is a team in the Texans that had a pretty bad adjusted line yards. So you would think the matchup for Urban Meyer, a guy who likes to run the ball, is going to be to pound the rock more. Whereas I think people are just thinking because it's a defensive coach in New York that they're not going to let him sling it around. But I think you draft Zach Wilson because you want to sling it around.
Yeah.
If you didn't want to sling it around, you don't draft Zach Wilson in that spot. So we're all over this. We like his yardage this year. I like him rookie of the year, and I love the fact that he's the third odd in this prop right here.
Yeah, and Mac Jones at home.
That's the worst one to me.
Yeah, I just don't see a formula where they're going to be throwing a ton. You're going to give the ball to Stevenson, give the ball to Damian Harris.
Yeah, that's a game.
And Miami's defense should be pretty solid.
Both coaches want to slow the game down because the defense is their strength. And they have a quarterback that they want to protect a little bit. It's amazing. I mean, honestly, like that's the autoplay there is the under. So we'll be the fools when we're all wrong. But yeah, I think
that one feels fun. Rookie most rushing yards. Najee Harris is the odds on favorite at -110. Trey Sermon +250. Javonte Williams +500 at the Giants there. Michael Carter at the Carolina Panthers 15-1. And Ramondre Stevenson at against Miami at 15-1,
which is cross that one off.
You don't like Stevenson?
No, because I think it's Damian. I think if he gets six carries, that would be more than I would expect. So cross him off the list right away.
But I do think they price this one better than the rookie most passing yards. Michael Carter, again, at 15-1, you just laid out the case of Josh Jacobs.
Carolina Panthers.
At the Carolina Panthers, 15-1 seems kind of crazy to me. Najee Harris does make sense. Trey Sermon, I still think they're going to ease him in. I wouldn't be surprised if Mostert had a bulk of the workload. Javonte Williams, I think, gets it done, but more receiving yards and more, I think he's going to have a decent number of catches. I don't know if necessarily his scrimmage yards against the Giants. I think the catches will be there. I think he's an interesting DFS play for PPR in full point, but at 5-1, it's not that tempting, but Michael Carter at 15-1, that to me is kind of interesting.
My concern again is like, you don't really know what the workload is there. No. He could be used more in the passing game. One. And I don't mind the price there. I'd rather play the Zach Wilson +220. Yeah. I think And the more I thought about it, the more I actually don't mind the Najee Harris play because
I think maybe you take Najee Harris at -110 and then sprinkle one of the long shots.
How many guys on this list are definitely getting 15 carries?
That's a good point.
One.
And Najee Harris, and again, it's priced at -110 for a reason, but Tomlin has made it very clear this is the guy. We don't mind having a guy.
He did it in the preseason.
Yeah. You're right. So he clearly has the path to the most carries. Javonte Williams. Yeah. I think it's going to be tough to rack up a ton of rush yards against that Giants defense, but Michael Carter is my fun long shot.
And not to overanalyze, but if you were going to attack Buffalo, you would do it on the ground last year, the weakest unit of any, 17th against the rush.
Yeah. And they're going to be throwing the ball up a ton.
It's almost like we're talking week one.
We're dabbling. We're tickling using the feather for a little tickling.
Got multiple tabs of various analytics sites open, looking at metrics.
No! Rookie most receiving yards: Devonta Smith +300, Jamar Chase +350, Kyle Pitts +500, Elijah Moore +500, Rondell Moore +750, Jalen Waddle +1,000, Amon Ross St. Brown 15-1. Terrace Marshall Jr. 20-1, Kadarius Toney 22-1. Kramer, how are you breaking this one down?
I like some guys down the bottom of this list a lot.
Yeah.
Marshall, of course, we know the narrative with him and the offensive coordinator, and we saw his usage in the preseason. We like the way that a slot receiver can provide an easier throw.
The slot. How's the slot?
For a guy like Sam Darnold, big physical guy. So he's interesting. I don't know if he's going to get the yardage though. I feel like he's more of a fun prop bet to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
To me, it's all about like which one of these teams has the best chance of just being absolutely shellacked. And we're in like kind of garbage check down time for a long time. And we see what kind of training camp reports have popped out. We talked to Dan Leach about the Detroit Lions, about Jared Goff and Amon-Ra Brown and their rapport. And if this is one of those trash games, could we see a random 8 catch showing here for 100 yards and take this down? Absolutely. Again, with these props, you kind of have to just project usage and go from there. And
And again, I like Devonta Smith, but at 3-1, that is a very, very bad price. And he again, I think is more interesting in a DraftKings, like a full point PPR setting, because I think he gets a lot of catches and they're going to try and set him up for some yards after the catch. So there was a prop bet most catches for a rookie. You might want to look to Devonta Smith just off volume, but I yardage wise, I don't know if I would go there. The other one, I'm with you on Amon-Ra St. Brown, especially at that price. And certainly you're in a dome, Jared Goff going and maybe they do get blown out. Certainly the point spread would suggest that. The other one I really like is Rondale Moore of the Arizona Cardinals against the Titans. We've seen how bad that Titans passing defense has been in years. And again, in the same way that maybe this Carolina Jets game becomes a shootout, I think there's a chance this Arizona Tennessee game could be a bit of a shootout. Both have issues with their passing defense. I could see Arizona even get behind and having to throw a bunch. Maybe Tennessee rolls coverage to DeAndre Hopkins and Rondale Moore becomes that guy. We haven't really figured out who the number two guy is in Arizona. Maybe he has that game over AJ Green, but Rondale Moore, I think at 750 is pretty interesting.
Yeah. I'm less confident in the plug and play nature of this offense. I think Cliff Kitchens is going to strike you down. So
it's 750, right?
No, I understand. I'm just saying, like, I'm not high on that game to be a shootout.
Mm.
I don't know if Arizona is just going to plug back into being. But if you do like that, and maybe this is how we transition to the next category, because if you do like that to be a shootout, you certainly got to like Ryan Tannehill's price.
Oh yeah.
Which the next market we're going to look at is most passing yards. Or do you want to do the matchup first?
Yeah, we'll get in the matchup props in just a second. Want to shout out PicksWise.com, number one home of free sports betting picks, props, and parlays, helmed by a team of trend watching, data devouring sports fanatics, giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction for every game, every day, and every sport, all for free. Visit PicksWise.com to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Kramer, let's talk about the beautiful game.
Sean, the summer of soccer continues on Paramount Plus. Stream over 2,000 soccer matches around a year from around the world. That's all the heart pounding drama from CBS Sports, including UEFA's Champions League, Europa League, Italy's Serie A, Argentina's Primera División, the Brasileiro, the NWSL, Asian Football Confederation, and the CONCACAF qualifiers, featuring the stars from the U.S. and Mexican men's national teams, plus much more. It's the best of the beautiful game with all the beautiful names like Messi, Mbappe, Ronaldo, Rapinoe, and Pulisic. Be part of the excitement as champions are crowned and history is made. The world's game lives here on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com to start your free trial and stream every match live.
Okay, another, again, this is a fun market that WynnBET has created here, matchup props. So they give you a quarterback and receiver versus the quarterback and receiver that they're playing. Yardage wise, what are you doing here? There's a ton of them. For instance, I'll just pull one randomly. Trevor Lawrence and LaVisca Chenault at -115, or Tyrod Taylor and Brandon Cooks at -105, Terry McLaurin and Ryan Fitzpatrick, or Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen. there's a bunch here. I think they have most of the games covered.
I have no problem taking Tyrod and Brandon Cooks for -105, by the way. It's not the one that I would give out, but yeah, absolutely. I don't know if we know where the ball is going to go when it leaves Trevor Lawrence's hand. So here's what I would say. I would say that the game that intrigues me the most, you called it out. It could be a shootout. Maybe it's going to be a shootout. Arizona versus Tennessee. Give me Ryan Tannehill and AJ Brown at +165 against Kyler and DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Why
is this priced this way?
I'm with you. I like him at home.
Where's the game being played? Tennessee.
Tennessee. Check. Okay. Non-conference road game for Arizona. It's gonna and Tennessee maybe should make our list of like secretly humid September places to play.
And the barbecue.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins,
the only
noted weirdo.
I think the only possible issue is maybe Julio. Game one, they go out of their way to get him involved, or maybe Derrick Henry goes off and they don't end up throwing.
He doesn't have to beat everyone. It's just a matchup though. So
no, and you're getting plus odds. It's +165 on Tannehill and AJ Brown versus Hopkins and Kyler Murray.
Can I tell you one other that really popped out to me as being like intriguing? Marquez Callaway and Jameis Winston +115 versus Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams -135. Okay, so maybe I'm being square here,
yeah,
but in what world are you running to take James? Jameis.
We like Jameis. It's a fun story, but this is crazy.
Less price of a dog than Ryan Tannehill and AJ Brown.
I know that's insane. And now playing Jameis Winston and Marquez Callaway, they're fun to have on your best ball team. They're fun to maybe throw a in a Millie Maker lineup.
Yeah.
Heads up versus Aaron Rodgers, yeah, almost straight up pricing. This is insane.
Yeah, I mean, you commit to having a drink with Jameis and Marquez Callaway, not a full round of golf.
A couple other interesting ones here, and we should probably give the people at WinBet a heads up because they have Mac Jones and Jacoby Myers at -130 versus Tua and Will Fuller.
Lock.
Will Fuller is serving a one game suspension, so
it'd be funny if Tua wins that by himself.
And again, double check like all prop bets. Double check that. You know, what is action and what's not. So
can I tell you another one that's kind of stood out? Last one, promise.
Matt, feel like we're gonna pick
Matt
everyone.
Ryan and Calvin Ridley -125 versus Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith.
Even as a homer, I think that's a bad price.
Are we not aware of how maybe the offense changes with Arthur Smith and we're the ones with our dick in our hand. All right.
No, and I do think they'll be able to slow Ridley down a bit, but again, I'm not expecting a massive Devontae Smith yardage game. I think he's going to be involved in catches and maybe getting a touchdown, but I don't know if I would go yardage, especially, and Jalen Hurts' game is a lot with his feet too. So and Matt Ryan doesn't run at all. They're going to be behind. They're going to be throwing a ton. So yeah, I don't see any reason there.
Well, I mean, and
I don't mean to rub salt in the wound that's coming, but Teddy Bridgewater and Jerry Jeudy or and Kenny Galladay, Kenny Galladay and Daniel Jones have, I mean, Kenny Galladay is just seeing the practice field now. I think if Kenny Galladay has a good season, it's going to take him a while to get started. I think even if you're high on a Kenny Galladay season, a massive week one, I think is kind of crazy.
He must be spending too much time out there on Sucks Island because Bradbury Island is very nice this time of year, and Jerry Jeudy is going to be hanging out there for 60 minutes.
Sunday. I think both numbers are going to be pretty low, but I would still have to go Bridgewater and Jeudy just because they've had a whole preseason to work together.
Okay, yeah. Just any other digs you want to sneak in?
To be clear, I don't hate George Kittle, but this price is crazy. We laid out the case why Jared Goff might rack up a bunch of passing yards, and don't confuse this with me liking Jared Goff, but Jared Goff and TJ Hockenson at +245, especially because, you know, like who are the Lions targets? We don't know. Hockenson, you could make a case, is kind of their most reliable target. He's the guy that like probably has one of the best resumes of the people out there.
Wow. It sounds a little bit like you've acquired the landmass next to Sucks Island and you are expanding. It's too good of a deal. Sometimes you just gotta get,
and maybe they're tricking us with this price, but most of these are, you know, relatively close to even money, but Goff and TJ Hockenson at +245 or Garoppolo and Kittle at minus 290. If I'm the 49ers, I come in and I just pound the rock with Mostert, pound the rock with Trey Sermon, and maybe get you know, get Trey Lance in there. Trey Lance could be involved in passing. They're definitely going to give Trey Lance some wild card looks, some like running around stuff. That's going to eat away at Jimmy G's passing yards. He's never been a big passing yard guy.
Yeah, it's. I mean, like honestly, this price must have something to do with like the expectation of what people are going to bet, because there are a couple of these. Maybe they need to loop us into the process, Sean, because I don't know who's laying 290 with Jimmy G and Kittle when they're going to run the ball 35 plus times in that game.
Man, I'm trying not to give out every one of these. Yeah. But Joe Burrow.
Oh, you did another one. Oh my God.
Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase or Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson. I am still skeptical of Joe Burrow.
Hold on. You didn't say the price. Like it would blow people's mind to know that Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson are the dog in this matchup. Even money.
Yeah, I know the Vikings are on the road. And again, maybe Dalvin Cook has that massive game.
You like that.
It's hard not to like the entire Vikings offense, honestly. And Jamar Chase. Again, rough preseason. Maybe he still ends up being a good prospect, but Joe Burrow played three snaps, and Jamar Chase, his preseason numbers were really bad.
Again, think of it more like this: Jamar Chase has two other wide receivers that are going to take touches away. That Joe Mixon. Meanwhile, what do we miss? Irv Smith is out of there. We don't know who the tight end is.
They traded for Herndon. It's still but again, he's new to camp.
Adam Thielen is there, but
Adam Thielen could steal some yards.
So that's one guy. And Dalvin, I just think there's.
But who on the Bengals is guarding Justin Jefferson?
The Bengals defense is in the show me mode. Sean, they're going to have to show us.
Any other ones you like, Ryan?
I mean, we feel like we gave out everyone, so we can move on.
Yeah, there's some pretty fun ones there. Prize Picks. That's right. Prize Picks. We're going to be talking about them on our DFS episode, giving out it's Daily Fantasy Simplified. Just give out, just pick over and under on these player totals. And we just basically went through a bunch of players we like and don't like for NFL week one. Take them over to prizepicks.com. Use that promo code SGP and you get 100% deposit bonus. You $20 entry pays $100 if you do the power play option, which again,
hashtag Degens only.
This isn't your 401k. This is gambling. This is Sunday. Juices will be flowing. Prize Picks is a great way to have just more action, simplified, legal, and active in a ton of states, which is big depending on what market you're in. So give them a shot if you haven't already. Highly recommend prizepicks.com, promo code SGP. There's still more, Ryan. There's still more prop bets to give out. I know you're itching to head into the viewing studio to watch your Virginia Tech Hokies definitely win. All right. Most passing yards week one. I think every quarterback is listed. For reference, Matt Ryan was actually the winner last year by a decent number, 450 passing yards against Seattle 2020 week one. Maybe he runs it back. I don't know. Obviously I'm not going to touch that, but two guys we've already kind of talked about, Ryan Tannehill at 20-1. And certainly maybe they do. Maybe Derrick Henry sucks that away, but Tannehill has some pretty good passing games. It's not always the yardage, but at 20-1 against that Arizona offense at home, I like our chances. And then Jared Goff at 75-1. It's too fun not to roll the dice.
Oh, this is so great.
I mean, we forget in 2019, Jameis Winston led the league in passing yards, 5,100 passing yards. Were they good? No, the Bucs were really bad. He threw 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. There could be a world where Jared Goff does that. It's 75-1. It was just one of those super fun long shots that again, just got to get involved. Some of the favorites though, Kyler Murray plus 650.
I don't get that.
No, and he's never been a massive passing yards guy. I get it. It's the Tennessee defense, but I just don't see it.
Can I tell you what makes the most, I mean, you let off with it, but Matt, I watched the Eagles secondary. I really think that that's an area that if you're looking to target a positional group, you know, allegedly the offensive line of the Giants is not very good.
Yes.
I think I would throw the secondary for the Eagles in there. So Matt Ryan at 15-1 to run it back is not a horrible, I mean, we, we think we trust the offense of the Eagles to keep pace if it is a shootout.
I think too worth pointing out is I do think Darius Slay is solid and above average number one cornerback. Steven Nelson, number two cornerback, he's, you know, probably league average. But really, you know, you got Rodney McLeod coming back from an injury and then Anthony Harris, and Rodney McLeod may not even start. So the safety issue, I think, is big, and we've had trouble covering the tight end in years past. So I wouldn't be surprised if Kyle Pitts is a big game. Everyone's pounding their chest like, we did it. Kyle Pitts was the right choice. A la Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And then he kind of falls off and doesn't have that amazing season. But Tannehill's interesting. Goff, here are some of the other favorites. Patrick Mahomes at +750. I mean,
can I tell you?
I think he'll throw for? Yeah, he's Patrick Mahomes.
Give me the
Mahomes.
Other side of that game. Give me the other side. Give me Baker Mayfield at 20-1.
Yeah,
could be chasing a lot of points there.
Sam Darnold. See, this is what I don't understand. Darnold's at +1,000, but then you look at some of the rest of these pricing, and I don't know. It's just interesting at 10-1 to have the most passing yards. I feel like it's some of the matchup props. And even, you know, some of the rookie receiver, for instance, it doesn't seem reflected in the price there. Herbert 12-1. He's on the road against Seattle. That's not an Washington football team. That's not an easy spot. Danger Russ against the Colts 15-1. Rodgers 15-1. Burrow 15-1. Josh Allen. That's always an interesting one because they throw a million times. But again, Tannehill and Goff, I think, are pretty fun.
The other side of the Josh Allen is Big Ben. At 40-1, which again you highlight, like Bills could be scoring a lot of points in that game.
Yeah, and I mean the pricing here. Who would you rather have, Josh Allen at 15-1 or Jimmy Garoppolo at 20-1? Mayfield at 20-1, Mac Jones at 20-1.
Again, Baker makes sense.
Daniel Jones is priced the same as Ryan Tannehill. That to me is a pricing. That's a pricing mistake
against the Broncos. I can't disagree with that, Sean.
Yeah, they got a good defense. This is another one, a fun one. They got most rushing and receiving yards week one. So this is, and I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure it's all.
No, it is. It's
running backs all, listed.
Okay. Running backs only.
Yeah.
So Field would only be running backs.
Favorite Dalvin Cook at +600, Christian McCaffrey +600, Miles Gaskin at +1,000. That seems crazy. Najee Harris at +1,000. I like him rush yards, but I don't know what they don't seem like a throw to the running back team. Kamara 10-1. He's always interesting. Antonio Gibson. But I like just rolling the dice. Like the guys sitting at 40-1 are pretty interesting. Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
It's a tough defense, but he's clearly going to be involved in the passing game.
8 catches.
Yeah, I think you could really, really be involved. And again, how do you mitigate a strong pass rush, which the Washington football team has? You get the screen game going.
Yeah.
You mitigate the pass rush by getting the screen game going. 40-1. Miles Sanders is also 40-1. He's clearly going to be involved more in the passing game. And you've seen him break off massive runs. I think he had 3 runs over 70 yards last year for touchdowns. He has a chance to break stuff. I'm skeptical of this Falcons defense, so I like taking some of these guys at these long shot guys at 40-1. I mean, Ryan, who would you rather have, Miles Sanders or DeAndre Swift at 40-1?
Well, Miles Sanders, DeAndre Swift. I'd rather have Jamal Williams. He's part of the field though. Maybe I'll take the field.
The field is kind of interesting. And for reference, last year Raheem Mostert had the most scrimmage yards with 151, and I'll double check his game log. But I'm pretty sure most of that came in the rushing angle. So maybe it just ends up being a guy like Derrick Henry who goes off, and they don't end up using the receiving yards that much.
Derrick Henry would have been 8th last year. Well, amongst running backs, he would have been 5th last year.
Yeah,
with 131 all-purpose yards. So, I mean, you nailed some of the guys that I would definitely take a stab on.
I was wrong. He actually had 95. Receiving yards, Mostert did. That's weird. I didn't remember that in my cause, and that was definitely an outlier for Mostert last year.
The matchup's right for him again this year, so why not?
Yeah.
In that 20-1 range, you can also pluck up Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, who has a great matchup against the Vikings. And honestly, like if I'm starting from the top of the list, Dalvin Cook's the obvious chalk play, but the other guys, I'm not all that interested until we get to James Robinson at 15-1.
Yeah.
that could, like, if that goes well for the Jags, like, he could be in line for a number of carries. I worry he won't get the catches, but to me, have we not heard about Darrell Henderson all offseason? And if the Bears suck on defense and suck in general, this Rams team could be running the ball an absolute fuckload. So to me, my two official plays, Sean, give me Darrell Henderson. Give me Aaron Jones, who is seemingly matchup proof.
Yeah.
No more Jamal Williams. So like that to me is the, that's where I'm willing to go. I like the Miles Sanders and Eckler angles as well.
Yeah, I'm just gonna roll two long shots there. 40-1. Another 40-1.
Mike Davis at 50-1 is awfully like
David Montgomery would be the other 40-1 that I'm kind of intrigued in, because
Philip Lindsay 100-1. Let's fucking go.
Love me some Philip Lindsay. All right, last prop bet here, Kramer. Most receiving yards week one. The favorites start out with Hopkins at 10-1. DJ Moore 15-1, Tyreek Hill 15-1, Steph Diggs 18-1, Calvin Ridley 18-1, DK Metcalf 18-1, and kind of the rest there. I don't like, I don't know. None of these long shots.
I'm playing the field.
Really do much for me. I had the field down as well. The field is 25-1.
You know who's in the field most notably? Well, DJ Moore is the second favorite. Robbie Anderson, part of the field.
Yeah. Robbie Anderson could have a better game than DJ Moore.
So you get Terrence Marshall and Robbie Anderson on that team, which we are projecting to have a lot of passing yards. That's why you're playing it.
Yeah. And
field is very, very intrigued by the field here. And then honestly, Calvin Ridley, again, coming back to, I'm going to stack him with Matt Ryan. Yeah. That in the, we're stacking props now, Sean. But yeah, no, I just, the field seems like
I got ripe. Steph Diggs at 18-1, field 25-1. And from my reading of it, a double check, obviously, before you get down on it, but I think the field would include running backs. So maybe a guy like Christian McCaffrey. I mean, we saw Darnold at 10-1 to have the most passing yards. So maybe Christian McCaffrey is a ton of receiving yards. Maybe it's Robbie Anderson. There's certainly some opportunities there for reference. Julio Jones led the week one at receiving yards last year at 157. Dallas Goedert led all tight ends with 101 yards week one. Again, why? I'm still trying to wrap my head around
Deontay Johnson at 40-1. Again, in that game, we said Ben could be intriguing.
Yeah,
could be chasing a lot of points there.
That one's not bad either. But yeah,
Will Fuller is also 40-1. So
stay away from Will Fuller week one. Steph Diggs and the field, my official plays for those. Oh man,
AJ Green has better odds than Corey Davis, Deontay Johnson, Kenny Galladay.
It's insane. Kramer, the next time we talk to the audience, we will. Well, actually, we're going to be doing a what's the plan for Sunday?
Yeah, live stream. Are we doing it?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, the last best ball draft.
Last best ball draft Monday. DFS picks podcast Tuesday. College football week two live from the win. Wednesday, official NFL week one, live from the win. Thursday, pregame show, counting you down to the NFL kickoff.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Again, download that app, yes. Leave a rating and review, and make sure you get your entry in to win $100,000. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
We're working a lot next week, Sean. You told me this was a vacation.
Kramer, let it ride.